The following podcast is for mature audiences only, so hey, look, if you're under 18, just turn it off, okay?
Do you know the secrets of making friends? They are so simple and easy. That looks easy enough, and Joey is going to try it out.
Hey guys, it's Miss Jenga.
It's Freckles.
Jack.
Welcome to the O-Face Podcast. Woo-hoo. It's been a while.
Well, yeah, since we've been together.
Yeah, since we've been together in the same room.
About 3 weeks now.
It's so good to see you.
Somebody had to go to another place.
That's right.
Vietnam!
1, 2, 3, what are we fighting for? Don't ask me, I don't give a damn. Next stop was Vietnam.
Did you go to war? Did you go to war, Freckles?
I was hoping you'd bring back a war bride.
He kind of did. That was the goal. That was sort of the goal, really. You know, how I do, because, yeah. No, we were just...
We were just
there to go back and reinsert the imperialist force, the imperialist nature of the United States, mm-hmm. and just to tell
with
them,
your,
so, hey,
with your dick?
Look at how much money we have, you guys, and they're all like...
And go to Irish pubs and order hamburgers.
Well, it is St. Patty's Day.
Oh, pull that shit right out.
And you know what? 3 out of 3 of us are Irish.
In our defense, we did not actually go to the Irish pub. We just passed it on the street and pointed at it, and I made a rude comment to one of the people that was at my party.
So why'd you go on the trip?
Why did I go on the trip?
Yeah.
I went on the trip because
liquor and horse?
You know, no.
I left a long time.
I wanted Wow.
What?
Damn, I want
really?
The full Vietnam.
Full Metal Jacket reference.
Yes,
out.
Right, dude? Wow. Okay, that's what I do. That's how I roll. I wasn't being racist.
No, not at all. Not at all.
It was a line from a movie.
Yes, it was.
And I did it in character.
Yes, you did. Well done.
Well done.
Well done.
That's a cue for shut the fuck up.
Exactly. So I went because
I'll just drink my beer.
My father decided after 40 years that it was time to go back and see where everything still was, if everything was where he left it.
That's pretty poignant.
Yeah, it was. It was kind of poignant. And
just kind of, or really was?
It was. Yeah, it actually was quite poignant, yes.
Like poignant, like on...
It was,
let's do it on the Hallmark scale.
It was a really...
Like, was it a tearjerker? Did it play some music, like, as time goes by, when you open up the card?
Or no.
Was it, no.
No. No.
So it was...
Somehow
was it a Maxine
managed...
card? Was it hilarious and kind of snarky?
No. The second part of the trip got quite snarky.
Okay, so yeah. That's when the black humor settled in.
Yeah, it really
when was
did.
Last time
yeah.
you spent 3 weeks with your father?
Probably before high school.
Right. Yeah. Probably one of the Boy Scout trips, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. So no, we went there so that he could go and tour his two major areas of operation from his two tours in Vietnam.
Right.
And his friend went along because he was also there in 72
mm-hmm.
In a couple places. So we went there as well. And yeah.
Did you get any whores in Hanoi?
Did I get any whores in Hanoi?
Yeah.
No. Not in Hanoi. Not really anywhere else either.
Did you pick anybody up while you're on the road? Do you have any stories?
I have. No. Not. Sorry.
You've got flirty stories.
I got flirty stories.
You got education stories, I think. Yeah. So he informed somebody about the open relationship status that he's currently in.
That was fucking hilarious.
With the mama-san.
Actually, two different times. Three different times I did that. And each reaction was...
Want me to call you mama-san?
Fucking priceless.
Mama-san Jenga.
It's kind of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. Maybe for this episode I'll let you do it.
All right, mama-san.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now go get me another beer. Oh, I'm sorry. Did you not understand what the mama son does?
You're not going to get fucked like Steve isn't going to get fucked. Oh, Jackcracker.
You jumped Damn. That way too quick.
Wow. That's wow. Right. All right.
Okay, done.
So, yeah.
I retain the whore paddle.
So,
I think you can be spanked by the whore paddle if you retain the whore paddle.
Oh, is that a new game?
That's a new game.
Why not? Because it's a paddle.
Hang on.
Yeah,
ah.
Show some ass.
There we go.
Thank you.
Clickety clack.
Yeah. We'll check that later
whore.
See if it still says whore in your ass.
Got a lily white Irish ass, so mm-hmm. It probably will.
Yeah, we're all a wee bit Irish.
Yeah.
I got an 1/8.
I got half.
Yeah, I'm about half.
We were trying to purify the bloodline, so we had children.
Yeah.
Anyway,
so,
go ahead.
So, I don't know what there is else to say, really.
So no, you informed the gal of the status of your relationship.
Several different times I had that discussion with people.
Mm-hmm. So you're just spreading the love. You're just, taking the message to the far reaches of the mysterious Orient.
Yeah. One was to this lovely young lady from Canada,
mm-hmm.
Who'd been in Korea for several years teaching, and sort of laid that out by a campfire in the second largest cave in the world.
Nice.
Hmm. Yeah, that was fun.
Was it like the vagina song, My Vagina is 10 Miles Wide?
Yes.
That's a great song.
It is. Look it up, everybody. It's on the YouTubes.
And
or the Googles.
Right.
Yeah, so the funnest one was the mama-san in the LP bar across the street from our hotel in Hanoi on the last night that we were there. Mm-hmm. I took the boy and we went and we drank beer and smoked a hookah. And we got to find out what happens to bars at night in Hanoi at midnight when the police show up.
Do they turn into a circus or something?
No, sir. No. They turn into a dead place where no life exists for about 15 minutes.
After the cops roll away.
Then the cops roll away, yeah, because they're all pretty much army guys.
Right.
So we were sitting there at midnight, and I look down the bar, and I see the doors open, and there's these two guys in green uniforms with tall hats with red bands on them. I'm like, oh, fuck, it's the army. And they're waving the mama-san and the waitresses over, and they're telling them, get the fuck out. So our waitress came back over, and she's like, okay, so here's the deal. You leave your stuff here, and you go outside in the street for about 10 minutes, 15 minutes, and then the cops will leave, and then you can come back in.
Why were they doing that?
Because because the bars in Hanoi are to close at midnight.
Oh.
It's a curfew. Yeah.
No one may be in the bars except for Vietnamese. Vietnamese may be in the bar after midnight.
Hmm.
It's a thing.
You're the white devil.
At least. Yeah, it was actually the one time I actually felt like, oh, maybe somebody doesn't actually want us here. Because the whole time I was there, the whole time, every place we went, people were very happy and welcoming and everything. And when they found out that my dad had been there 40 years before in the army, and they were like, welcome back. Wow. Well done. Thanks for coming back and seeing what's going on.
Wow.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. And they're very, very proud of their country, and it's doing quite well.
Cool. Good.
Yeah. So we went out in the street, and the cops wouldn't fucking leave. All the Italian, there was a group of Italians, expats that were sitting in the corner, and they were drinking and smoking and yelling and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And they all left. They all got on their scooters and took off. And so the boy and I were just sitting, like standing across the street talking to the waitress. And she's like, maybe you should go back to your hotel and sit in the lobby. I'll come and get you when they leave. I'm like, okay. So we went back, sat in the lobby for about 10 minutes, and then we see her out in the street waving at us. Come on, okay, come on.
And they didn't make you close your tab. That just like...
It was so... I was like, I could have just been... I should have fucking disappeared.
That would not have happened here.
No shit, right?
Right. And they got water buffalo jerky and...
Yeah, so we came back. Yeah, we had... Yeah, we're sitting there. This is before it got closed down. We're sitting there at the table, and we're drinking Tiger beer, which is the only thing they had on draft.
Right.
Anywhere in the fucking country. Tiger beer.
Really? That's it?
Yeah. Mm. It was okay. It was, you know, a lager. It was light, and it was tasty because it was fucking hot there most places, and you know, light beer or lightish beer, not light beer technically, I suppose.
Don't want a Guinness with that hot heat.
Oh
no! Although, yeah, that would have been good. Then I wouldn't have had to eat so much soup.
Okay, we forgot to say what we were drinking.
Oh shit!
And oh jeez!
Oh
Guinness.
My god!
How naughty of us.
Wow. Yes.
We did start drinking before the podcast.
Except I do not have a Guinness.
You don't because...
I'm weird. I'm not a fan of Guinness. Yeah. I'm one of the
few. Did you try this, though?
And it has two things in it that I don't want.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I am drinking cider. No. One of my favorites, which is...
cider. I don't like Guinness.
Is an Irish snake bite with a cider on the bottom, and then you do a float of Guinness on the top. I enjoy it very much. If Guinness is a little too thick for you, a little too bitter, that's a great lady drink.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. What was this? Powers?
That is. That is. Yes. That's Powers Irish.
Powers and soda?
No, just powers on the rocks.
Yeah,
Irish whiskey.
Very nice.
Yeah, it's a little different. A little different.
Do a switcheroo with my glass here, but it's empty there.
Heck no,
Captain Jack.
I ain't drinking out of your cup.
Better watch your fucking drink, man.
Garden it with my red vines.
Nice.
Oh, wow. That's right. I actually
brought
red vines. You know, since that one time we had them, I've just been craving them every time we've done a podcast. Hold on. I'm going to make some noise.
All right. So, so we're sitting there in the bar. We had been to another bar earlier, and the beer was kind of shitty, so we, because they just had...
There's no sex in your story. Does this get more interesting?
No.
Not really. There's no sex.
okay, you're done.
When we left the bar at 2 o'clock in the morning... the boy had Facebook friended our waitress, and he stayed up until about 2 o'clock in the morning or 4 o'clock in the morning, texting back and forth with her. And finally, just was like, "Look, we've been kind of dancing around this for 2 hours now. Would you like to come over to my hotel and knock it out?" And she's like, "No." So burn.
That's all right.
Yeah.
I've seen that boy score many a times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do not feel bad.
Well,
yeah, so anyway, yeah. So I have no sex in my stories.
Well, I want to hear about the homecoming sex with Miss Rabbit, because that's probably pretty hot.
How much time do you have?
We'll let you think about it, and we'll come back to you, and you can condense it down, because while you were away at war, Captain Jack and I had shore leave.
Oh, my fucking God. Let me tell you. So, okay, so we're starting with sex stories and then getting to our topic later?
Why not?
Okay. Cool.
High five there. Yeah, so you're never leaving again, because keeping your women happy is a hard fucking chore, dude.
I know, right?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So we're getting into stories, huh? Okay.
Oh, shit. Are we going to bring up text messages?
No.
What?
Okay.
Oh, damn.
So
I got text messages.
While you were gone.
While I was gone.
While you were gone.
While I was gone.
I had a remarkable week. So
is that what it takes? It takes Mr. Big to be in the club for you to have a remarkable totem-filled night. It takes me being out of the country for you to have a remarkable week.
Exactly.
Oh, sorry, buddy. Yeah, I'm not going again for a while.
Damn it.
Good
so, Lord. Anyways, yeah. I mean, it was like your first week gone. It was the week leading up to the last party at the club.
Right.
Which was awesome. Holy cow, 400 people.
Yep.
So Monday, we're gonna call this 7 days of Jack play.
So this is before the party.
Before Monday.
How about we call it Jack out of the box?
Jack out of the box. Yeah, something like that. I need to make a song like the 7 days of Jack play.
Do 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 do.
My play friends gave it to me.
Oh.
So first night, Monday night, I go down a random bar. After work, I just want to drink, chill out with my phone. And have a few margaritas, and this girl pops down right next to me. And so we get to talking a little bit.
Was that the noise
she made?
No. I don't think she made that noise.
No, not quite. Not yet. So I use a really...
The vagina is just a big balloon, okay? Queefs aren't on purpose. They're not farts. Got it, Captain?
I do not take them bad at all. I take them just as a compliment, thinking, hey... There's a lot of action going on there. So I used the really, really bad pickup line.
Uh-huh.
And apparently this worked. You come here often?
Oh, dear God.
I know. It's terrible. And she goes, no,
Wait, your panties didn't just hit the floor?
I know.
Mine did.
She said, in fact, this is the first time in Washington State. I've never been here before. Really?
Dun, dun, dun.
I must find out about this.
Let me show you the secret back door tour. Yeah,
exactly. Of Everett.
Oh, sweet.
So an hour and a half later, I have her pushed up against her.
I like how he just cuts through all the bullshit conversation.
Oh, yeah.
Like when I got to hear this story, I got to hear about all the bullshit conversation. Skip to the end.
Your hotel. I we're at her hotel. I got her pushed up against her window. Of course, the blinds are open.
Fuck yeah, they are.
Entering her from behind, making her scream and smacking that ass over and over and over. She's going freaking crazy.
She's got
crazy.
Her tits like smashed up against
the wind. Oh, yeah.
Nice.
That feels
really good on your nipples, by the way. The cold of the winter.
Maybe that's what she's screaming about. Not necessarily me, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know what? I'll give it to you. I'll say that it was you.
Yeah.
No, I'm going to say it was the window. Thanks,
buddy. Fuck him. Yeah, so that was the first night. Completely. I don't remember the last time I picked a girl up from the bar. Ever. I mean, it's been years.
Right.
And one nighter like that, we exchanged numbers. I go my merry way. Probably thinking I'm never going to see her again because she's from out of town.
Right.
Ohio. Mm-hmm. Here for the week. Tuesday.
So we're going to call her Miss Ohio.
Miss Ohio, sure. Tuesday night, second night. It was an arranged, I was going to go see a hockey game with a couple of friends from the club.
Nice.
Not thinking
anything's going to happen. Anything's it's hockey.
It was just a vanilla event. Great.
It's sticks and pucks.
Well, when we were out at dinner.
Not holes
the night
and
before,
balls.
we were out at dinner earlier. I realized, okay, this might go someplace. They pay for my dinner and my drinks. Uh-huh. And they're whining and dining me.
Like a girl.
I know. It was so cool. I was like, oh, this is what it feels like to
that's
be on
right.
the other end of the check.
That's what it feels like to have diamonds between your legs.
I have a couple rocks. They might not sparkle.
God, I've missed you guys.
So we go to the hockey game. We have a blast. We were just at the hockey game. We were down by like two going into the third period. They come back going an extra
innings.
I almost said innings. I don't watch all that much hockey. And,
sorry, Canadians.
They score like 20 seconds left. It was awesome. We go home and we ball like crazy for an hour and a half. Yeah, it was really good. So that's number two night.
So third did you make her into a spit roast, or did you have some?
We
respect?
Did a little bit of that.
God
but,
damn it!
But she wanted that. She wanted that.
All right.
Not every girl is like you. And I don't always make sure it goes straight down her throat.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
I'm a gentleman.
Sometimes he's putting it in her nose.
Or an ear or something.
Yeah.
All right. You know, I can respect that other people have different opinions on positions and enjoy different things. I was just warning everyone of the downfalls of that position. And don't make it be the go-to. There's a lot of other options. Okay. Just... Done.
True. But we did that for a little bit. Okay. And we did a lot of other things.
Good. I'm Perfect. Glad.
Brushed all bases. So Wednesday night, you want to talk about Wednesday?
Sure. Let's hear your Wednesday story.
Who did I meet Wednesday night?
I think you went down to CSPC.
We were doing a little recon of a club in town.
Mm-hmm.
They're mostly a kink. A lot of BDSM there.
Yeah, it's like a community center. Mm-hmm. It's pretty cool.
It's really cool. And we helped somebody celebrate a 55 birthday.
Yes. Tied them down to a little spanking bench.
You and another girl decided to give him 55 spankings. Mm-hmm. And he had to count them out.
Yep.
That was funny. And I got in the last
harder
one.
Than it looks.
All three of us, the 55.
Yeah.
Nice.
So then we did a little light play.
We did.
Mm-hmm.
We had
we
some
did a little
fun.
Shower.
We had a shower with lots of goodness.
You gave
goodness.
Me a blowjob of my life.
Mm.
Yeah.
Do tell.
Well, I have to say that out of all the orgasms I had that week, that was the most powerful.
Oh,
yeah,
thank
you. Sweet. I'm sweet like that.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah.
Why was it powerful? What was?
Well, you had your finger up my ass.
There was that.
Yeah.
Do a little prostate massage.
Yeah. That was enjoyable.
I gloved up. What else? You said you like the eye contact.
Oh, the eye contact's awesome. You are definitely a lot of women don't make a lot of eye contact. In fact, I think they can't make that contact. I think they're fearful of making too much of a connection.
Okay.
When you're intimate with them.
Right.
I don't fucking care. I want to see your eyes. I want to get into it.
Mm-hmm.
See like what you're doing to me right now.
Right.
Stop it. You're making me hard. So that was a lot of fun. Thursday night.
He's got notes.
Well, we're all on a spreadsheet now.
Right. You have made my sheet.
Woo!
Thursday night. Miss Rabbit night. Now, we've been planning this for a while. And it wasn't going to be a play night, but we went out to, I wonder if we really should tell us. Okay. We went out to dinner. We're going to dinner movie, talk, plan what we were going to do in the future, and
right.
drop her off. we did a little edible, if you know what those are.
Mm-hmm.
And it's legal here in Washington.
Mm-hmm.
Great. And it didn't hit me till after the movie. Till after I drop her off. I'm like, I can't drive. And it was this little itty-bitty thing.
Mm-hmm.
It hit me hard because I don't do it all that much. Ever. And so I ended up staying there. And then about 2 hours later, while I'm laying in her bed, there's this naked body come snuggling up next to me. I'm like, oh, I thought we weren't going to... Oh, I guess we're playing now. That crafty little minx.
And Freckles just smug because it's happened to him.
She ended up making me come 3 times that night.
Nice.
I had to work the next morning.
Oh, God, I'm sorry.
There wasn't a whole lot of working that day.
I bet not.
It was rough.
Yeah.
Cap'n Jack. I know.
4 nights of sex.
Oh.
I know.
And that was just Thursday.
And Friday. So I've been texting briefly the girl from Monday night, off and on. She's leaving early Saturday morning.
Miss Ohio wanted Miss Ohio. A repeat. She wanted another rodeo on like the Cap'n Jack love stick.
They were touring downtown Seattle. They weren't sure when they're going to get back. All of a sudden, oh, hey, I'm going to be back at my hotel about 10 o'clock.
Nice.
Why don't you come visit? Yes, nice. Please. So I went and had a lot of fun with her again. And all sorts of positions. Man, we went. Oh, wow, it was a long night. Oh. And then, so five nights in a row, I'm like, what is going on with me? And then, of course, Saturday, big night. I don't think I got it in me for Saturday. I really don't.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I had 2 vanilla girls back out. They're going to come with me on that Saturday. It was the last Saturday you can be at the club.
Right.
New person at the club.
Right.
So I was trying to recruit, and I've had women interested in doing that. Like, oh, yeah, it sounds fascinating. When's the next party? And I had 2 interested and back out. Okay, whatever. So end up volunteering because it's such a big, huge night. Mm-hmm. A lot of people all of a sudden came out of the woodwork. I ended up volunteering bartending, and which I'm not volunteering anymore. It cuts off the planning to your play.
Yes. Oh, you know? Yeah.
There were several opportunities.
Hey.
I understand how you feel.
Choir director.
Oh.
No, choir director right here. Mm-hmm. That is why, because all the deals, all of the negotiations, the flirting, mm-hmm. that happens between the time the doors open until right after entertainment. And mm-hmm. guess who's done with work after entertainment? Yours truly. Mm-hmm. So I've got my bucket list. That's going to be happening.
Am I on it? Wait, we already addressed this. I am on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it kind of disturbed the vibe. So, I mean, I'm like, oh, I'm striking out here. There's one girl that came in that I've seen before, that I played with her before.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, hey, I reconnected with her. Hey, let's play later. Yeah, all right. Just on board. I have an hour left of my shift, and I see her holding hands with some new guy out in the smoking porch. And, oh, well, that one's gone.
Overdone.
Done. Yep. Didn't get into that one yet. Another girl that I'd flirt with before, and that fell through. I talked to Ren and the Rooster.
Yes.
A little bit there. And we were supposed to hook up with a fourth. And mm-hmm. she left and was going to come back and talk to us. She never showed up. I was like, well, in the meantime, my friends had a hotel.
Nice.
They had about 3 or 4 couples.
Nice.
That went upstairs, came right back down. We're going back to our hotel room. It's too fucking busy up there.
Yeah. It's crazy.
It was packed up there. So they had a hotel room.
It's like Rome.
Why don't you come join us? I'm like, I'm kind of working on something here, you know? I'd love to because I've been with them. They're awesome. They're fun. And I just got so frustrated. I'm out.
You blaze.
Leaving the club. And went to meet up with them at the hotel. And one of my good friends, previous play partner, was there.
Mm-hmm.
I play with her, I wouldn't say on a regular basis, but she's a super good friend of mine. And had fun and finished off with her. And
nice.
While the couple had the hotel, like, we're going to bed and we're still going at it. Okay, well, we'll show ourselves the door when we're done here. We're banging on the hide a bed.
Nice.
And so that's night 6.
Yeah.
We ended up going to Denny's that night.
Uh-huh.
It was late night. I don't think I got to bed till 4 o'clock or something like that. Woke up at the club. That morning, it was pushing 11 o'clock. I looked at my friend again, like, look at my cock. It's hard. What do you say making this a 7 out of 7 for me?
Yeah.
7 days.
Yeah. And did it make 1 week?
It made 1 week. Hell of a week. Oh my gosh, it was awesome.
Did it make you weak?
Oh, I don't know. I was later on that night, I started thinking about the week. I got hard again. I wanted to do some more. So
nice.
Yeah.
Was your cock sore after that?
It was a little, yeah. Little.
Yeah. Yeah.
It had been
did,
used.
Did it end there or did you continue on?
That's it ended. Monday came around and I needed a day of rest. The eighth day I rested.
You rested. Yes. You had created enough chaos.
Enough pleasure to go around the world.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And yeah, that was a legendary 7 days.
Nice.
6 women, 7 days.
Well done.
Don't think I'll ever do that again.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. See,
now would you add that, to your bucket
list? I was
going to
say, if I was Freckles,
right.
I would have added that to my bucket list.
Yeah.
But I'm not.
Because you never thought of it.
Exactly.
Right.
You can't cross out something you never thought of.
Damn it. You
just
can
to put it on there just
no,
to cross it off.
Do it.
No.
Do
no,
it.
No, no, no. Uh-huh.
Then get more creative.
Want a red vine? You want a red vine?
No, thank you.
It's wallpaper paste.
I love it. And these are
Dyed
slightly
red.
Stale, too, just the way I like them.
Gross.
Mm, yeah.
I will put a lot of cock in my mouth before I'll put that in my mouth.
Really?
Speaking of which, we have a letter.
Woo!
Do-do-do-do!
Let's
So our
see.
Topic today is mailbag.
Sure.
Mailbag.
Mail time. It's mail time.
Oh, my God.
Open it up and see what's inside.
So what did we decide the...
Junie B.J.
Junie B.J.
Junie B.J.
All right. Okay. Miss Jenga, Freckles, and Captain Jack. Oh, I'm sorry.
Wait, that's us.
Yes, right? So, who? Yes, the subject for the email is Double B.J.
Yes.
Yes, indeed.
Hence the B.J. name.
Miss Jenga, Freckles, and Captain Jack. I really enjoy your show. It's very sex positive, and it's hard to find, and that's hard to find in podcasts. Your shows are sort of sexy, too.
Oh, we're sort of sexy.
Sort of sexy.
Not quite, awesome. Just sort of.
That's okay. Well, we can.
I'll take it.
We can get more sexy.
I'll take it.
I'm kind of going through a wild spell myself right now.
Nice.
I'm a junior in college.
Oh, Junie.
Yeah.
Ooh,
see, there you go.
Young one.
I have a fantasy that I want to tell
so
my boyfriend.
You. So proud of you.
I have a fantasy that I want to tell my boyfriend, but I'm not sure how he will take it. I've always wanted to give him a double blowjob. I know he would probably be up for it if I asked him about it, but I don't want to think want him to think I'm a freak or something.
No.
Since I've seen it done in porn, I've always wanted to do it to him. I've always wondered what it would be like to share that part of my boyfriend's body with another girl orally.
It's fun.
It excites me for some reason. My best girlfriend is down with doing it with me. All I have to do is ask my boyfriend.
Another girl, not another guy. I was thinking she was wanting to do like a double.
Well, hang
like
on.
Two guys
hang
and
on.
Her.
Who knows?
Jumping.
Sorry, I'm...
Jumping the track on that. Okay. Should I take the plunge?
Yes.
Yes.
Will I like it?
Yes.
Yes.
It's a big gift, but yes. He's respectful and down for new things.
Nice.
Yes.
Very cool. So.
All right. Advice.
Where's the question? Because I don't
question.
See this as even a question.
Should it is a question.
Should I take
big,
the plunge?
Question.
Will I like it?
Okay. So, will you like it? Okay. This depends on whether or not you like blowjobs now.
Right.
And if you kind of maybe sort of like making out with other girls, because those are two components. So if you can say affirmative, and it doesn't have to be that way. Like if she's not into girls, that's cool. There's mm-hmm. ways to do it, but uh-huh. it's super fun if you like to kiss girls. So if the answer to those two things is yes, then yeah, you're going to have a blast. If the answer is no to giving blowjobs, then... Which I don't think it is.
Probably.
I mean,
well, I think
the question here is she's willing.
It's implied.
And
whether
she does
or not
say,
he will accept it.
Well, and it's saying, but she's saying, well, I like it. And the
right.
you're saying, I believe, can you go back through?
Sure.
Can you read
sure,
the sure, tape, sure. please? Can you rewind the tape?
I'll go back to the transcript here. Okay,
yeah,
so
thank you.
She really enjoys the show.
Right.
She thinks it's kind of sexy.
We got that.
But did she talk
like
about giving blowjobs before?
Or? She's going through a wild spell. Have a fantasy.
Fantasy. Okay, that's
I've always wanted to give him a double blowjob.
Okay, so yeah, so you're already thinking about it. You've already kind of played it out in your head. So
obviously, blowjobs are on the table.
Blowjobs are on the table.
Right.
So and fantasizing about it, yeah, you're gonna have a blast. It's gonna be a fun time.
Yeah.
So just make sure you and your best friend talk a lot about it.
Yeah.
you know, set some boundaries there.
Definitely set some boundaries.
So it's, you know, is this a one-time deal? Are you interested in maybe playing further? Is this something, you know, and find out where she's at. Does she, you know, think your boyfriend's hot? And if so, is that okay? Is that okay with you? You know, what is the scenario going to be? Because your best friend is offering, and that's a huge gift from her. Mm-hmm. So make sure that she's protected and well taken care of as well. Yeah. You know, again, like we say, she's not a toy that you can just put in the drawer.
Right.
Is there going to be snuggle time after? Is there any other play? And, you know, it can be whatever boundaries you set up with her, but make sure that you're solid and how that's all going to go down before you even talk to your boyfriend, because you don't want to set up pressure or expectations that aren't going to be there.
Yeah. Definitely.
You were going to say something.
Try not to get too drunk. Try not to get too intoxicated.
We'll get into the mechanics in a second. We're talking about negotiations first. I love your face.
Captain Jack doesn't like the negotiations.
No.
I don't care.
So agreement, not negotiations.
You just had a week agreement. Of sluttiness.
Agreement. Be clear about your expectations for your friend.
Mm-hmm.
Be clear about what you're offering to your boyfriend. Be especially clear with your friend. What you're comfortable with, and think about it.
And what she's comfortable with. This isn't just
dictating.
It's
not dictating, but it kind of is a little bit. Just say, look, if you decide you're not comfortable with her, you know, getting naked in front of him, then that needs to be specifically stated.
Right.
If you're not comfortable with kissing her, it needs to be specifically stated.
Right.
If you are, it needs to be specifically stated.
Yeah, and is it just the blowjob? Does she just, like, come in and surprise? Is it, you know, and then leave? Is it there's a whole play thing? Is it, you know, you guys are all watching a movie on the couch and, you know, Shanghai blowjob? Or do you, like, hire a van and kidnap him and take him to some crazy location and give him a blowjob while he's blindfolded? There's a whole lot of scenarios.
Had a little thinking about this, have we?
How's your fantasy going now, Judy BJ? How is your fantasy going now?
I'm here to serve.
Right, exactly.
Lay things out and rules for him, too. Expectations for him. Because the last thing you're going to want is for him to reach over and start grabbing her boob and wait. That's not comfortable with that. You're not game with that. You're not down with that. Mm-hmm. You know, if they're there and he might be going for it, you're giving him a low job. What's preventing me from putting my finger in her pussy?
Right.
You know?
And the agreements, negotiations.
I love you.
I love you too. can be pretty mechanical between the two of you.
Yeah.
Because we're going to talk a little bit too, once we get to how to talk to him, on how to make it sexy. Yeah. And how to make those negotiations with him sexy. Because, you know, if it's a present for him, if it's a gift for him, then you want to make the whole experience really titillating and fun. And depending on your boyfriend, you know, if he's super science brain dude and likes to be analytical and sit here and talk about stuff, then that's the route you should go. Mm-hmm. But if this is a fantasy that you're fulfilling and stuff like that, we'll talk you through how to approach that in a couple different ways. Do you guys have anything else about girl negotiations, agreements?
Yeah, just be direct. Topics? Just be direct. And honestly, if you can think of it, talk about it.
Yeah.
Because the thing that you don't want to have happen is the thing you didn't think about, or you thought about and were like, whatever, that's not going to happen. And then all of a sudden, fingers in buttholes and craziness.
Whiskers on kittens.
Yeah. To include finishing.
Right, yeah. Can he come in somebody's mouth?
Where does he finish?
Yeah.
Right.
Will he finish while that's happening?
Is he going to come all over your titties?
Is that what's going to happen? Is that the goal?
Yeah, and does somebody get to play something about Mary?
You took a beautiful thing. A beautiful thing. You shat all over it.
You know what? That stuff makes amazing facial cream. That's all I'm saying.
All right.
That's how I look 27.
We'll get to that later tonight.
What? Don't look at me like that.
And you shouldn't swallow it.
Is that not how it works?
Depends. Girls got to spread the love around. What?
Anyway.
She's blushing. This is kind of funny.
Look at her. I've had a lot of beer.
You've had one.
I know.
It was a heavy one, mind you, but it was one. All right.
So, yeah, what?
So, talking to the boyfriend.
All right. So, yeah. So, you've got it all laid out with your girlfriend.
Okay. Then, here's a couple ways to do it.
All right.
I'll let you guys talk in a minute, but let me.
That's fine. Go ahead.
Let me handle this.
Yeah, go ahead. Get on with it.
Let Auntie Jinka do her thing.
Go talk you.
All right. So there's
Mama San.
There's a couple. There's a couple. I could get you Herod and girls.
What? Oh, she went there.
She did.
Oh, she did. My.
Okay.
Anyway, so yeah, you were talking.
If. Yeah, so you can if you've never like approached this with him before, the really cool basic way to kind of start it is to just start a little bit of that dirty talk. And if you haven't done dirty talking before, this is a great gateway for that, because you can just start asking him like, how does he like the way you suck his cock? And just kind of whisper in his ear while you're rubbing his chest or mm-hmm. his ears or running your fingers through his hair, whatever he likes. And then you can say, yeah, well, how would you like to have two mouths on your cock? And you can just kind of go from there and talk about what you and your friend have agreements about. Mm-hmm. And just kind of, you know, you can try a little bit at a time and see if he reacts to it in a positive way, or get him to kind of talk about his fantasy too. And like, oh, what did you want us to do next kind of thing?
There really is two ways to go about doing this and bringing it up.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to him first.
Done yet.
Well, or surprise him.
No, and, no. She asks in there.
Yes.
How to talk to him about it, because she doesn't even know if he's down with it. And there are some guys, believe me, I've had a train wreck that are not okay with that, because you don't know where he's at with the best friend.
Yeah. I would have liked to be surprised myself.
You don't know where he's at with the best friend.
That's very true.
And the best friend, they may get along, but he may look at the best friend as like a bro, and he may not be comfortable going there.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are some guys that don't want to shit where they eat at all. Mm-hmm. At all.
And I never learned that lesson.
Be careful. But some people aren't comfortable with that. And some people are like, no, I'd much rather do it with somebody that I know and trust. So there's a train wreck that could happen there. And that's why I'm really recommending that she kind of do it through a little bit of dirty talk and feel it out first. She can also talk to him straight up, you know, like breakfast the next morning or pillow talk, however they do that. And I hope you guys are doing it, because the more you talk about sex and the more you talk about what you like, if this is a brand new experience for you as far as talking about it, then, you know, definitely the dirty talk is a nice way to introduce it. And then, you know, say, hey, how did you like what I was saying last night over breakfast or coffee or whatever? But yeah, I mean, I understand what you're saying, that that's mm-hmm. an amazing fantasy. And did you get shanghaied with a blowjob, a double blowjob at one time?
Yeah.
What happened?
I think I've told this story.
Yeah, the two.
When I was younger, my girlfriend. Yeah, my first threesome.
Yeah, the threesome
and,
episode.
I mean, we talked about a threesome before. Yeah. And we'd never, I mean, we talked about it with our best friend, and but we didn't negotiate or agree or anything.
Right.
They just disappeared one night when we were drinking at my apartment, and they asked me, hey, come help us in the bedroom. And I walk in there, and they're decked out in lingerie.
Right. Yeah.
Shenanigans. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, they tied my hands up.
Nice.
So I couldn't touch them.
See, two and sets that's, of that's a great way to
I couldn't touch them.
That's a great way to set boundaries.
And there was no agreement before this whatsoever, other than we briefly talking about it.
Okay.
But that was an amazing surprise. Okay. And it worked out real well. Granted, there is some risk there. So I get it.
They had not talked about it either?
They obviously talked about it. They plotted.
So
girls
they,
talk.
They put it down. They put down the rules. And then let
they
you
had
do
it all planned out.
But she did check in with you to make sure it was cool. Like she had talked just briefly.
We talked about it. She's like, I have a fantasy. What do you think of it?
Right.
Like, yeah. Well, I'm a male, so I think I'll be okay with that.
Right.
It was a surprise and shock. And oh my God, one of the most amazing nights of my entire life.
Nice.
Yeah.
And it was a complete surprise. Now I get there's some risk there.
Yeah.
Yes.
By making it a surprise, it could have went south. Real bad, real quick.
The biggest thing, though, is to check in and make sure that his comfort zone is just with that particular person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because she did check in with you about her best friend.
Mm-hmm.
So, because you don't really know if somebody's playing nice. I had an episode where me and a friend of mine shanghaied a guy with a double blowjob, and he was not comfortable with her at all. And he kind of got freaked out, and he was like, okay, I got to go to the bathroom, and left.
He wasn't into her.
He was not into her at all, and he was basically playing nice because she and I were friends, mm-hmm. and I didn't know that, and it really upset him. So he felt very violated, and yeah, so it's just kind of, it's respect. And I didn't think, you know, at the time, I was not a very ethical slut at that
Jenga,
time.
You yes. can violate me anytime.
You make me violate you. How about you? Shanghaied with a double blow job at any point?
No, not Shanghaied. Not really negotiated. But
it's happened.
It's
though.
Happened. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes, it has.
Okay, guys.
It was part of a larger evening.
You're on. What do you like in a double blow job?
Mouths. Tongues, lips.
I actually prefer throat. One mouth
at a time.
Uh-huh. At a time. And let's have the other one do something else.
Okay.
Instead of both of them, because logistically speaking, can be kind of tricky.
It's a lot of fun because you can wrap your tongue around either side of the cock and then lick all the way up.
It's fun for a little while, and there's a little bit of that. But, I'd rather be kissing one girl while the other one's giving me head, or having her lick my nipples, or
suck
lots of other things, or sit on my face, you know.
Or suck your balls.
But there's two heads, just doesn't, you know, it works. You just don't have full range of movement when you have two heads down there.
Ah.
All right. I can see that.
I'm not worried about that.
It's a logistics thing for me.
He's got huge balls. Freckles does.
Do they hang low?
Yeah.
They sway to and fro?
Indeed. Yes.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's pretty impressive. Yeah. Just saying.
Size of watermelons?
Yep.
You might have a problem there.
I might have to have that looked into.
Yes. I know a good doctor.
So do I.
All right. Very nice. So what else does she have? I want to make sure that we have answered all of her fabulous questions.
So one thing here is she says, he'd probably be up for it if I asked him about it, but I don't want him to think I'm a freak or something.
Oh, honey, no.
Yeah, that's a... Very we actually common, hear that a lot.
No.
A very common fantasy for many women. It's not freakish at all.
Yeah.
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 And it's a fantasy for dudes, too. And...
Dudes just don't talk about it because they don't think it's ever going to come true. So they don't want to jinx it.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's been my experience.
Yeah.
Please don't feel like a freak. That's slut shaming yourself. And that's not cool.
Yeah.
It's a very common fantasy. It's a very common theme in threesomes as well as group play. And
I wouldn't even call it kink.
No, I mean, at my birthday party, we had a little fire drill thing where it was four girls on one guy.
Yeah.
And at some points there were...
We never fucking talked about that.
What?
Oh, are you kidding? Never fucking talked about that part. We talked about the spankings. We never talked about the second half of that story.
Yeah, it got really naughty.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
so I get to explain this.
I only heard secondhand knowledge.
Yeah, so we had the little spanking, spin the dildo. Spanking right. game, which was a lot of fun. And then we put... I know.
Not fair.
I'll do it again. No, I won't.
Boo-hoo.
Yeah, jeez.
No,
so
won't.
We laid the guys out on the massage table one at a time. And then I got three of my sirens together. And we played fire drill. So one of us would start at the dude's head, one on either side, and then one on his cock. And we would do that for 5-10 minutes or so, and then switch. I think we were doing it for 5 minutes because we had four guys to get through. And, four ladies. And it was a lot of fun. And there were some points where there were two ladies on the cock or two ladies on, whatever. So it was kind of like you had this range. Yeah, it was fun. And sometimes there were three mouths on the cock. So it can get... Yeah, the more people you get together, the more crazy and fun it can get. But like all the ladies there had already done something like that.
Yes.
They'd already had double blow jobs or whatever. So
well-versed.
Yeah. I don't know. I think that's like when you start dipping your toe into threesomes, that kind of comes with the territory if it's two girls on a guy and he's the superstar.
Mm-hmm.
And just decide where you want to go with the threesome. If you want to have some experiences, that's the perfect time to kind of do that. And the friends that fuck together stay together.
It's a great first step.
It is. Yeah. Yeah. And it's with people that you trust and love. Mm-hmm. So how much fun is that? And I know people that have, you know, had those college experiences and still are friends to this day later on in their 30s and 40s.
Yeah.
So please don't think that sex destroys friendships. If it's done right and it's done respectfully, and it sounds like your dude is super respectful, right on, hold on to that. 'Cause that's a fun time, but you know, let him fly too.
Yeah.
So.
And here's the other thing that, because before we get to like other scenarios that could possibly happen,
right?
I would just like to say, just, you know, from my own heart, that if your boyfriend is not down with that, if you approach him and say, "Hey, this is what I want to do," and he says, "You know, no, I'm not into that," I will volunteer as tribute. Because you young lady, should have your fantasies fulfilled.
And since you're taking
all
orders,
about that, I am
I'll
all about
take
that.
Sloppy seconds.
And if your best friend doesn't want to participate,
yeah, there you go. So yeah, there's that. And then there was the other option. There is the double blowjob with two cocks.
That is true.
So there you go. And I think
that's where I thought I was
Jack,
going at first.
Cap and Jack,
the double
blowjob.
You wanted two cocks,
right?
At the same time.
Yeah,
but then
we read
a
further.
More trust out of him. Out of his part.
Indeed.
Well, maybe he might be bi.
Might be.
That's totally down. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That can be a lot of fun.
Yeah, mm-hmm. There you go. So, just saying, there's all sorts of options.
There are. Faux show. You Indeed. Can do it. You can do it. We believe in you.
Yes.
Please go write us back. Let us know how it turns
out.
I want to find out.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we really, actually, we honestly,
good
we
or
really,
bad.
We
Don't
really
leave us
like
hanging, Junie PJ.
On the extreme outside chance it blows up in your face, we still want to hear about it. But
actually,
I
want to hear if it blows up in your face.
Right?
Yeah.
Just rub that in, honey. It's the best thing
it's
ever
good
for your skin.
Facial cream.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All those amino acids and proteins and
zam.
I prefer to use it as boob cream.
Boob cream?
Yeah.
Just rub it all over people's titties.
That's one of my favorites.
Yeah, is that how you keep your tits so perky?
Yeah. No, hers.
Nice.
Or I guess mine when I'm by myself. I don't know.
Come on. You touch yourself.
Oh.
Only when I think about you.
Oh. Goddamn.
All right. Thanks, guys, for listening. How can they get a hold of us?
They can contact us, as Junie BJ did, at theofacepodcast@gmail.com.
We'll give you kisses when we see you.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Yeah. That, you know,
if we ever meet you,
let us know. Mm-hmm. If you recognize us and tell us who you are, then
we'll be out and about. We'll be going to kisses. Maybe going to a swinger conference this year.
Yep,
who knows?
Yep, we'll see.
All kinds of things. So theofacepodcast@gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter @theofacepodcast. You can get all of our episodes, comment on them and whatnot at theofacepodcast.com. And if you give us stars on iTunes, we will give you kisses for them.
Kisses.
And there you have it.
Right, guys.
That's pretty much all of it.
And
right there.
Jenga?
Yes.
That's another podcast in your can.
Oh, God. Oh, so bad.
That looked easy enough. And Joey is going to try it out.
What about breakfast and Tiffany's? She said, I think I remember that film line. As I recall, I think we both kind of liked it. And I said, well, that's a one thing we got.
Great sound check, everybody.
Fuck you!
Say something.
Okay, that was the guitar solo.
Perfect.